It is a policy of government on the recommendation of the board that for a much more endurable, a much more viable trade fair center, we must look at a public-private partnership in order to change the whole place, turn it into an exhibition and an amusement center where people will every day be attracted to go there, enjoy themselves, and we should not wait for one periodic fair before we utilize the so that the income generating activities there will be able to pay for themselves and take care of their facilities. And between the board and the ministry, we've gone very far in looking at this. There has been a series of meetings and negotiations between the ministry and the people of La and also potential investors. And we've gone very far. It is our dream and hope that within the few months' time, after our ECOWAS fair, we'll reactivate these particular negotiations more rapidly and make sure that we come to a closure and turn this thing around. Yes, the people of La deserve whatever they are asking for, but we can only negotiate.
We will stop at the time when we are able to completely have new structures and new facilities at the Trade Fair Center. And that is the ultimate, that is the long-term view of the ministry and the board that we are currently working on. Presently, about 95% of the facilities that we have at the Trade Fair Center are all temporary structures. But they were structures that were quickly put up to make way for the first Ghana International Trade Fair. The idea was that immediately after the first Ghana International Trade Fair, all these facilities will have been pulled down so that a more permanent exhibition halls and conference halls will have been constructed. Unfortunately, that dream has not been, we have not been able to achieve that dream yet. And so because the structures are temporary, that also have complicated the issue very much. Again, we are using most of our internally generated funds for the maintenance and the repair of these structures. And this, as I said, the capital outlay is very, very, very huge. In the meantime, we are trying to keep the system going as much as possible. We are doing the periodic maintenance. Otherwise, all the facilities will have collapsed.